Hi, this is Mikayla from customer support. How may I assist you?
Yes, I will see the charge. Is this premium growth?
This is a third-party call center, but if you're calling in regards to a charge, we can see if we can locate an account for you and explain what you're being billed for.
So
could
you're
you
aware that I'm being billed for something that I didn't purchase?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
Yes, I have a charge that I need to dispute.
Okay, so I will have to look up and see if we have an account for you to explain that charge.
Okay, is this premium growing?
So we're a third-party call center. We help assist with over 400 companies, so I wouldn't be able to confirm that unless we have an account up for you.
Okay. I received a charge for $7.32 that I was unauthorized.
Okay. Could you provide me with your zip code?
79106.
Okay, and what is your name?
I'm not real sure if I want to give it to you because I've already got an opening with my bank to dispute the charges on me. I don't know if I want to provide that.
Okay, sir. Well, I understand, but in order for us, this, like I said, this is a third-party call center. We help assist with over 400 companies. In order for us to assist any customer that calls in, we have to pull up their account or first check to see if they do have an account and pull it up and explain what the charges are.
Would you like a statement description? Maybe that would help you with the statement description. This is a point of purchase for Premium Grow FAA through Michigan.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that? I can't really hear you.
Hold on just a second.
Okay.
Can you hear me better now?
I can hear you a little better.
Okay. This is from Premium Grow Fund to Michigan. I can give you some information about it, but I've already contacted the bank about it to cancel the payment.
We understand that. We just have to, like, the bank probably told you to contact us, and they're going to contact us as well. They're going to ask us for tell us to type in your zip code, your name. If we're able to pull up an account for you, they're going to deem the charges valid, which is why we just go through this with you first.
All right, same. Okay. My name is Jack German. Last name is spelled J-E-R-M-A-N.
Okay. One second. Okay, I do have a Jack German associated with that zip code. Could you verify your email for me?
JackJones@gmail.com.
Okay, gotcha. So I see here this account was opened on December the 4th with the order of the tactical bag that was offered as a free gift where you just pay the shipping and handling to get that item. If you review the terms, it does inform you that ordering that bag is offered to you as a gift in hopes that you would join their club. With the club, there is a monthly recurring membership fee of $67.32 unless you call in to cancel. But to prevent the first initial charge, it also informs you in the terms you would have had to contact us within 72 hours from ordering that tactical bag, and then you would not be billed or enrolled in the membership. When you don't call, it does assume you want to be a part of that membership, and it does go ahead and bill you for it, as well as provide you the $125 gift voucher that members are awarded for being a part of that.
So how far down into the user license agreement did I have to read into that?
You said how far into the what?
User license agreement, you know, any type of ULA where I agree into something. How far down did I have to read that I was agreeing to something? Because it never said anything about that. And what you're charging me is $67 for basically a piece of plastic.
Well, we're not charging you for the bag that you received.
You're charging me the membership. No, I don't want the membership.
I understand that. And as stated,
I never did want that.
Yes, sir. That is understood.
That charge removed.
Yes, sir. So, yes, I understand that you want it canceled. We can get it canceled for you now. Due to the fact that you are now calling in to cancel, as a courtesy, I can offer you a 50% refund of that charge.
I want a 100% refund from that charge. I'm going to contact the bank and just cancel the payment.
I do have to inform you that.
I will litigiously attack this. I will go through a lawyer's if I have to so that that was removed. I will not be paid back half of what y'all ripped me off of. No, you will completely remove the $67 charge and refund me that amount, or I will just go through the bank and get the litigious process started.
Well, I will have to reach out to someone and see if there's something more that we can do for you.
I don't care what you have to do. I'm telling you right now,
sir,
what is acceptable
for me. I'm just trying to assist you, sir.
That you will give me a full refund, or I will go litigious.
Sir, I'm just trying to assist you. If you allow me to
do
that, I can assist
you. I understand what you're trying to do, but I'm telling you right now, what y'all are doing is ripping people off, and it's unacceptable.
Well, sir, you called in. We're informing you of why you were billed, and that is why
oh,
you were billed.
I'm
because
you
agreed to the terms and conditions
of the bill. No, I did not agree to those terms and conditions because that was not issued through that website. That never was issued through that. I never did click and agree to any of that. That is completely a lie, and you cannot prove that. So I will get litigious if you want me to, or you can just give me back the $67.
I can see what I can do for you if you give
simple?
Me just a moment. I'll just place you on a brief hold.
It is that simple.
If you give, can I place you on a brief hold for 1 second, sir, so I can
would
further assist
you? Would
you
like to give me the full refund?
Sir, I'm trying to assist you. I'm just going protocol doing my job. In order
no,
for me to assist you, I have to reach out to someone
what?
To see if there's something
okay,
more I
can
assist
you. Okay, you understand the
with.
Protocol you are following?
Sir,
offering me
can you please allow me to place
you
on a brief hold so I can see if I can assist you, sir?
You will assist me, and you will fix this. Go talk to your
will you
supervisor,
please allow me to place
I
you.
Will.
One moment, sir. Okay, thank you for your patience. So I did advocate for you to a supervisor. I was authorized to go ahead and fully refund that for you as a courtesy. We do advise in the future when
the
order
courtesy?
Stands off.
As a courtesy?
Yes, sir. As a
How
courtesy
about with,
because
with,
it is a valid
with
charge.
An apology. How about with an apology? My bank contacted me about your unlitigious crap that you just did. Y'all charged something that was unauthorized, and you know it. Now, I want an apology as well.
I do apologize for the inconvenience, but yes, sir, that information is in the terms when placing the order online. In the attempt, in the event that you did attempt to dispute the charge, the bank does contact us, and the attempt to dispute would not have went through. It would have resulted in a chargeback because they are able to confirm that you did, in fact, go online and order that tactical bag, which makes the follow-up charge valid as you agree to those terms. Now, like you said, I did refund that for you as I advocated for you to my supervisor. The account was canceled out, and you won't be billed anything in the future. Was there anything else
okay,
that I missed issue
today?
Okay,
now what is the refund that I'll be receiving?
You will receive a refund of the $67.32.
When?
It may take up to 3 to 5 business days, sometimes sooner. It's just dependent upon your banking institution.
Why did I have to take it this far?
I'm sorry?
Why did I have to take it this far where I had to call you and get mad at you about this? You know that this company is ripping people off and you're still representing them.
Well, I'm sorry you feel that way, sir. We're just doing our
you
job. The information is in the terms and conditions,
you see,
sir.
You can see it through the fact that your authorization for the refund.
Sir, I canceled the account for you and I did fully refund the charge. Was there anything else that I could assist you with, sir?
I want a confirmation number of anything.
Okay, I do have a confirmation number for you. Are you ready for that number?
Oh, you're damn straight I am.
Okay, so it is C as in Charlie, 263-207-0000. 763.
Okay, and I'd like you to repeat that again.
That was C as in Charlie, 263-207-673.
All right, I got 263. What was the last one?
263-207-603. I mean, sorry, 673.
Okay, hold on. All right, so Susan Charlie, 263. What else?
207-673.
All right, and I should expect that back onto my account within 3 to 5 days, right?
Correct. Thank you for contacting customer support, and you have a great day.